It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
It's time once again for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, an opportunity to get together with some of the medical professionals around the Q92 listening area and talk about a variety of topics. We have Dr. Maria Nolte from Madison Healthcare Services with us again today. And today we're going to be talking about breast cancer, as this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Welcome back to the airwaves.
Well, thank you.
Well, tell us what we should know about breast cancer.
Yeah, so, throughout the pandemic, a lot of people either missed or, couldn't get their screenings like they had been doing. So we're just really trying to encourage people to get back into the clinic and get back up to date with those screenings. So I thought we'd talk about breast cancer this month, since, like you said, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So breast cancer is, the most common cancer in American women other than skin cancers, and the most common cancer in women in the world. About 1 in 8 women in the United States will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. Thankfully, 63% of those breast cancer cases are diagnosed when the disease is still localized, meaning it hasn't spread beyond the breast, which the 5-year survival rate is great at 99%. So really, what we're trying to encourage is early detection to catch those cancers before it spreads, so we can get adequate treatment for it. There's a few different things that we do as far as early detection, including mammograms and imaging, which we'll talk about in a little bit here. But, as a woman or a male, because breast cancers can occur in men, just being aware of if there's any changes in your breasts, I think, is the most important thing. You can do breast self-exams, and paying attention to those changes. Some things that you want to especially watch for or let your provider know if you notice is any tenderness of the nipple or lump in the breast or in the nipple, or any thickening of the skin. If there's any change in the texture of the skin of the breast, certainly if it starts to look like dimpled, like the peel of an orange, that would be abnormal. Again, if you notice any lump in the breast at all, that would be something to, let your provider know. Or if there's any discharge from the nipple, if it's clear or bloody, those would be more concerning. Or if there's any change in the size of your breast, especially if all of a sudden one side of is bigger or smaller than the other. Or if there's any inversion or kind of inward turning of the nipple. All of those, things would be concerning and would be something that you'd want to bring up to your healthcare provider so that we can, take a better look. There's different recommendations as far as, when to start with screening mammograms, depending on the different organizations that you are looking at. So the United States Preventive Services Task Force is currently updating their guidelines. So the ones that they have now are from 2016, which are a little bit more, I don't know if lax is the right word, but lax compared to like the American College of Radiology and the Society for Breast Imaging. Typically, we recommend kind of screening at the age of 40 and doing annual mammograms. Depending on your risk, if you're at average risk, that may be appropriate. If you have concerns about that, you can certainly talk to your provider to kind of determine your breast cancer risk and see if you need more or less screening. Typically, screening can continue indefinitely, as long as we find that, there would be a benefit to screening and catching the breast cancer, no matter how old you are. Women who are at higher risk would be those who have breast cancer that runs in their family, especially in moms or sisters. If they have a known genetic mutation that's high risk for breast cancer, like a BRCA1 or a BRCA2 mutation, if they've had any chest radiation at a young age, those women should be talking to their doctor sooner because their screening is a little bit different than just the average risk woman. Like I said, I think the best thing to do is really to just talk to your provider and find out which screening you're comfortable with and which one would be most appropriate for you, because the guidelines are a little bit different depending on who you listen to, I guess. And just a reminder, you know, men can get breast cancer too. It's certainly not as common as females, but it is something to be aware of. And so if men notice any lumps or changes in their breasts, we encourage them to let us know as well, so that we can follow up on it.
Are we seeing more breast cancer these days? Is it on the rise or less, or what are they seeing?
So the rate of breast cancer, I don't know that it's necessarily increased. Certainly the mortality has significantly decreased. You know, the earlier detection has been great. So people are not dying from breast cancer as much as they used to.
Is there any kind of a, determine any kind of a cause for it, something that you might have been exposed to in your younger days or whatever, or don't they really know?
So certainly there's a genetic component. Like I said, there's mutations that tend to be familial that increase your risk of breast cancer, or if you've had any radiation to the chest for whatever reason, those things can increase your risk. Those would be like the biggest exposures, I guess.
What as far as treatment of it, I know it used to be maybe a mastectomy was more recommended more often, and can they go in and remove part of the breast now more readily than they used to be able to, or how's that going?
Yep, so they do. They can do what we call lumpectomies, which is just basically removing that lump from the breast. We still see, mastectomies not uncommonly, depending on what type of cancer or breast cancer people have, and then certainly chemo and radiation therapy is available as well. Some women do take medications after they've, been cleared for breast cancer to reduce that risk of recurrence as well.
How about if somebody wants to schedule a mammogram? Well, how do they go about that?
Yeah, so they could just call up here to the clinic and get scheduled. Depending on their insurance, we can get them in pretty much at any time. We have mammography services here twice a month. And then they will get a letter in the mail with their results, typically.
Okay, so just call to make an appointment, and easy as that.
Easy as that, yep.
All right. Well, Dr. Nolte, we certainly appreciate you taking some time to talk to us today. We encourage people to get educated on breast cancer, too, especially in this good time now during Breast Cancer Awareness Month to do that. I was just kind of looking at the Internet as you were chatting, and there are a lot of different sources. Now, of course, not all resources on the Internet are good ones, but there's a lot of bad information out there too, but it looks like quite a bit of information on there. So and if they do have any questions, they can, I'm sure, contact you, right?
Right, exactly. We're more than happy to answer questions, and like I said, it's, it's kind of an individualized thing between the woman and her provider on what her risk is and what she needs for screening.
All right, very good. Well, Dr. Maria Nolte from Madison Healthcare Services, thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule there and talking to us about breast cancer during this Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We look forward to your next appearance on Wellness Wednesday.
Sounds good. Thank you, Maynard.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.